to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome.
This podcast is the sermon for March 31st, 2024, Easter Sunday, by the Reverend Eric Williams.
Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. We know to say alleluia. We know to be joyful because we have had 2,000 years to prepare for this Easter celebration. In fact, many of us have been preparing for a while. The choir and Jim have been working, and I have to say Jim's been working tirelessly on the music for today because we knew this day was coming. The Altar Guild and helpers have done an amazing job of preparing not only for Easter, but for all of our Holy Week services. Many of you have been preparing your Easter dinner, hams and pork and whatever else you're making in the oven, ready for you to be home and enjoying the feast. Or maybe you've made reservations at a restaurant. All of these preparations because we are so ready to be joyful. But let's take a moment and cast our minds back to that first Easter morning when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary and Salome came to the tomb to prepare the body of Jesus for its burial, to do the last act of loving service that they could do for their Lord and their friend. They were not prepared at all for what they found. In fact, they were full of anxiety. They didn't even know how they would get into the tomb, because in the ancient world, a tomb was a cave that was sealed up with a giant boulder. They didn't know how they would move that boulder, so they came with anxiety and worry. And then they came and saw that the stone was already gone and Jesus wasn't there, and some random guy was in the tomb. And they were full of alarm, from anxiety to alarm. And he said to them, "Don't be alarmed. Jesus has gone," blah, blah, blah. They didn't hear a word he said. Their minds and their ears were closed. And in fact, as soon as they could, they fled from the tomb in terror and amazement. He had told them to tell everybody about Jesus being ahead of them in Galilee, but they told no one, for they were afraid. Anxiety, alarm, terror, and fear. That was what those first women disciples experienced on that first Easter day. We know, too, what it's like to be afraid. Fear is maybe the most basic of all our human emotions, older and deeper probably than anything else that we experience. In fact, Homo sapiens prevailed way back when because we were able to recognize threats. We knew what to be afraid of. Hey, you see that nice little saber-toothed tiger? Don't pet it. We learned that the hard way. We knew how to be afraid, and I would suggest that we still do. We are, as modern people, bombarded with fear all the time. Fear about everything. In fact, companies have learned to manipulate our fear. Politicians and social media companies and advertisers know that if they want us to react and to do what they want, all they have to do is push that fear button and we will jump. That's how conditioned we are. Fear is something I think that we need to wrestle with and overcome. And in fact, our scriptures give us plenty of ways to do that. In the Bible, I was doing a little research. I didn't know this off the top of my head, but the words fear not, occur in some form or another 365 times. 365 times the people of God are told, don't be afraid. Why is that? It's because God knows that for us to grow spiritually, we need to overcome our primal fear response. It's amazing that those women who didn't even do what they were told, they didn't tell Peter and the disciples that Jesus was going to be there. They left in fear, but you know, they didn't stay in fear. They and the other disciples had a number of encounters that transformed their lives. They saw the risen Christ alive. Over the next 7 weeks, we'll tell those stories in church. Our gospel readings will be all of the resurrection appearances. And each time they saw Jesus alive, conquering death, away from the grave, alive and healed, their faith was strengthened. And then when he prepared to leave them again, he sent them the Holy Spirit to give them the faith, the confidence, and the trust to overcome their fear and to become transformed into the bold apostles that we think of now when we remember them. They were confident enough to march joyfully to their own martyrdoms, to march joyfully into places they had never seen or encountered, to do things they never could have imagined before they experienced the power of God's resurrection, of Jesus' new life, of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. I would suggest that this Easter, part of our joy needs to be rooted in our ability to overcome fear. All of the bombardment of fears in our modern world, the fears that prevent us and paralyze us. I don't know if you ever had this nightmare where you're being attacked by, I don't know if it's a saber-toothed tiger, whatever your dream monster is, and you're just frozen, right? You're paralyzed, and you can't even speak. That's a recurring nightmare I've had, where you're just frozen. We need to be unfrozen by our faith, equipped and strengthened to do what God intends for us to do. Imagine your life without fear. Imagine that all those things that paralyze you are suddenly gone, and you have the confidence to do whatever God calls you to do. Imagine the power and the freedom of that life. That is what God desires for each one of us, to live a life free of fear, confident in the assurance that God is with us and giving us everything we need. God has conquered every enemy, including death. Last fall, when I came back from my sabbatical, we started a period of losing some of our dearest and most precious parishioners. Many of them longtime members of the church who died, in some cases after a long illness, in other cases very suddenly. And walking with them through their last days or hours or moments, what struck me was how little fear these faithful Christians showed, how they approached death not as an enemy, but as a friend, how they knew deep in their souls that God was with them in this process. And I have to tell you, it inspired me and still inspires me. As I think about all of the challenges in my life, I think about their calm, peaceful, faithful assurance, and it gives me strength. We need each other to combat the fears of this life and this world. We need our Savior, and we need each other to inspire us and to give us the strength to do what needs to be done and to say what needs to be said. This Easter season and beyond, may we be so full of faith, so full of the trust in God who raised Jesus from the dead, that we can overcome all of the fears of our lives and live joyfully, freely, abundantly, and faithfully. Amen.